This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I'm kind of bummed that we didn't have an episode yesterday because yesterday was a big milestone. Yesterday was Primal Potential's 5-year anniversary, which is crazy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I thought about airing a special Friday episode, but even though today is the day after, it's kind of a special episode.
I agree.
Sarah's all giddy over there.
This is the first time I've been super excited about an episode because I just still get very nervous.
Yeah, I'm the nervous one today. Before we get into today's topic, you know the drill. Saturdays, we do giveaways every single Saturday. And today, since we're celebrating, today's winner is going to get an extra special prize. But you have to listen all the way to the end of the show to find out who won. Today's winner is going to get a box of coffee packets from Four Sigmatic, a box of Artisana coconut butter packets from Thrive Market, which I love, and our favorite digestive enzyme. So listen all the way through so that you can find out if you won. And if you want to enter to win, because we do this every single Saturday, three ways to win. Number one, leave a rating and review of this podcast in Apple Podcasts / iTunes, or leave a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon, and or share on Facebook or Instagram an episode that you love that really moved you, and make sure to tag me so that I see it. Otherwise, you can't win. So we will announce the winner at the end of today's episode. Another exciting thing is happening tomorrow, and that is Ascend tickets go on sale to the VIP list. So if you are already on the wait list for Ascend, the Primal Potential Weekend Workshop, tickets have already gone on sale for you. But tomorrow, if you are on the main Primal Potential email list, tickets will go on sale there. Ascend is one of my favorite things. We do it once a year, though last year we didn't do it because I was finishing Chasing Cupcakes, but it is a weekend workshop. There is something so magical that happens when you step away from life, from all the distractions, and you go all in on you for a weekend. It is just a powerful way to catapult your growth and your progress. So I'm super excited. Ascend is November 8th through the 10th in Portland, Oregon. So it's Friday night, the 8th. We'll have like a little meet and greet, and then we'll go all day Saturday the 9th, Sunday the 10th until about 4 in the afternoon or so. I cannot wait. There's only 80 tickets available. So if you're listening and you want to know more about it and you're not on the VIP email list, make sure to go to primalpotential.com/join, or we'll link it up in the show notes for today's episode. But get on that VIP email list before tomorrow. So Sarah, she has like the biggest smile. I was thinking about this because yesterday was 5 years, right? 5 years since primalpotential.com went live
Yes.
for the first time. And I was thinking about like how much has changed over the last 5 years. Like it's almost hardly recognizable. I mean, so crazy. But then I was like, even in the last 6 months, so much has changed.
Yeah.
Chasing Cupcakes was released in the last 6 months. I sold the tiny house.
I know. Bought the orchard.
We're still finding new things here every day. We just went outside and looked at pear trees that I didn't know we had.
Which is amazing.
So cool. But yeah.
And I'm here.
I know. That was within the last 6 months. Like, oh my gosh. So much change. But the biggest change.
I almost wish this was like a video.
I'm really glad it's not.
Okay.
I'm really glad it's not. The biggest change is that I'm pregnant.
Yay.
Yeah, I am pregnant. I'm having a baby. And that is the first time like saying that publicly.
Yes. Which must be very scary.
Yeah.
But also so exciting.
Yeah, my heart is racing.
Yeah.
Like big time.
Well, because this is the first time you don't have any children.
Yeah. And it's so crazy how I can look back on just the last few months. And I mean, it is remarkable because most people listening know that when I was about 16 years old, I was diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome, right? And I remember at 16, my gynecologist having a conversation with me and my mom about how it could be very difficult for me to ever get pregnant, if I ever could get pregnant. And then, of course, you know, obesity, right? And spending so much of my life extremely obese and over 350 pounds. And that is certainly another thing that really screws your hormones and can make starting a family a lot more challenging. But even as I resolved the PCOS, when I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is a thyroid condition, but because it's endocrine, right, and our hormones are an interconnected network, having any kind of hormonal dysregulation can really impair your ability to get pregnant. And I'm over 35, right? I'm 36 now.
Yes.
Yeah, as of when this airs. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. But I really thought that it might not be in the cards for me. And then, gosh, was it a year and a half ago that I froze my eggs about? Not this past fall, but the fall before then. You know, they do all of this extensive testing to see how many eggs are you releasing and are they healthy and are they maturing and all of that. And those conversations were had again. Like, hey, you're in your mid-30s and this is something that gets harder over time. So I feel really overwhelmed when I think about, like with gratitude, when I think about Brooke bringing the opportunity to focus on my gut health, because even though I was thinking I don't have digestive issues, the way that it impacts our hormones, I know for sure that those few months when that was my priority, I know for sure that that was a big part of how we got pregnant so fast. So I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, like, I'm sure people have a ton of questions, and we're going to do a different kind of style Q&A, and Sarah is going to pepper me with questions. But I did not use the eggs that were in the freezer. We were trying, and first month trying, we conceived. And I was incredibly shocked by that. I think you were shocked by that.
I was, yeah.
Super shocked, because we had talked about it. And incredibly shocked by it, but also really grateful because, you know, my first thought on focusing on gut health was, I don't have gut problems, but if you have hormone problems, you have gut problems. If you have mental health problems, you have gut problems. And I didn't see how there was a larger picture at play. And it made me think about, I sent out this VIP email, I don't know, a week or so ago, about the apple trees and how when we like totally pruned the apple trees, everybody was like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? It looks terrible. You're killing the trees. But we were making room for new growth. And so things like focusing on my gut health, things like pursuing this other opportunity, I didn't realize that as scary as they seemed and as different as they seemed and as uncertain as they seemed, it was making room for this new chapter of life that I did not know was starting. So I just feel like everything kind of came together so perfectly. I'm so excited and also like so emotional.
You must feel pretty grateful too that it did happen so quickly, because there are so many people.
Oh, for sure. And I'm the first to be like, when I was married, we had talked about a family and we had seen the doctor and we had seen specialists to start the process for like IUI and all of that. And they looked at me and they were like, honey, no. And I remember feeling really bad for my former husband because, you know, at that time the issue was me and my health. So we were both really, really excited. We are still really, really excited. And the way that things change in your mind, I mean, everybody who's listening, who's a parent, I'm sure can relate to this, or a grandparent, the way that things change in your mind just so damn fast is quite an adventure.
Yes.
Yeah. So
How far along are you?
As of when this records, about 7 weeks. So that has me due in like late February.
That's awesome. That seems like a really great time to be pregnant around here, like given the weather.
Oh yeah, for sure. Better than like being 9 months pregnant in August.
Yes.
That I would not be excited about that.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Which my mom was, because I was born in July and my sister was born in August.
Yeah. Oh, poor mom.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So you are kind of early. What sort of drove you to tell people now?
Yeah, you know, I knew people would be like, why are you telling people so soon? And I've also been really surprised that people are so vocal about their opinions, and no need to be like, people will say the rudest things. Trust me, I know. Like, nope. Save the emails. I get it. Like, I'm living it. I know. There are a few reasons that we decided to tell people sooner than some people choose to. I know it's pretty common to wait till you're out of the first trimester, but I am happy to share why we did not make that choice. First, from a family standpoint, I talk to my mom and my sister every single day. And I didn't want to keep it from them for even the, I don't know, couple of days that I did was really, really hard. So just the nature of my family and the nature of the relationship that I have with them and that my boyfriend has with his family, like, we wanted to tell them. The other piece of it is, I understand, everybody understands that there are risks that are higher in the first trimester. But given who I am and what I do, if I had a miscarriage, I would talk about it here because it would be a really important part of my life and my health and my journey. So I don't feel like I'm protecting myself by waiting or not waiting. That's just not the nature of how I interact with my clients and how I share my life. Like, you guys hear about the stuff that's really hard, and there are not pieces that I'm withholding because it's easier. And the same thing is true with my family, right, and our friends. No matter what happens, good or bad, we are both the kind of people that we want the network of love and support around us. So that was a factor in the decision. And then logistically, as of when this airs, I'll be in California with the Primal Potential Masters Club celebrating Primal Potential's 5-year anniversary at one of my dear friends who's also a client. She owns a bar, and everybody knows I love tequila. And going out there not feeling really well and going out there not drinking, the degree of like dishonesty or hiding that would have required is just not something that I'm ever going to do. And so knowing that I was going to tell the Masters Club on July 12th, I didn't want to put them in a situation of like, now don't say anything on social media or like, don't say anything outside of the Masters Club. So it just made sense. But I think the biggest piece of it is I made a decision to show up here in this space authentically. So when things are happening that are exciting, I'm going to talk about it. And when things are happening that are scary or sad, I'm going to talk about it because I feel like the world needs more of that. I think the world needs more people. And I completely respect people who think differently. Like, that's what makes life so exciting and different. But no matter what happens, I'm going to talk about it. And it's been tough not to, just given the nature of my work. I've made some changes and my energy is not what it was, and I'm not feeling super great. So I'm not going to go out of my way to hide that, you know? So definitely people have been like, oh, you're telling people so early, like with the look of that's a bad idea. And maybe it's a bad idea for some people, but it's really just the authentic way that I want to live and share here.
I love that you're sharing, because then we all get to celebrate with you too.
And it's been really tough not to. But now I don't have to worry about that. Yeah. It's out there. I'm pregnant.
It is. Yay. How'd you find out?
So my period was late, but I was sure that I wasn't pregnant. Number one, because we had just started trying. And number two, because I felt like I was going to start my period. And for any ladies listening who have experienced this before, you're very familiar with what it feels like when you're about to start your period. And I felt really crampy and just like I was seconds away from starting. So a couple days went by where I was like, nope, I'm sure it's going to start any minute. And I didn't want to buy a test and then... like, this is the way it's happened in my past. Buy a test and then like 15 minutes later your period starts and you're like, I just wasted $20. So the cheap person in me was like, just wait it out. So I bought a couple of tests. You were with me.
I was.
Yeah. And I was like, we're going to run into everybody we know. But we didn't. No. It was just the two of us. And I didn't take them that night because, of course, I'm like, well, my urine's probably more concentrated in the morning, so I'll wait until the morning. So I got up at like 4:30 in the morning. My boyfriend was asleep. He was here because many mornings he leaves around 4:30, but this morning he didn't have to leave until 6 or so. So I, you know, stumbled to the bathroom like I normally do, and there were two tests, and one of them was the digital with the readout that says pregnant or not pregnant, and the other one was the one with the lines. And I did the one with the lines first, and again, it's like 4:30 in the morning, so when there was like a plus sign, I'm like, but the other one doesn't have that. The other little window, there are two little windows, so I'm like turning the box over, and I'm half asleep, and I'm like, I think I'm just confused. Like, is this pot? I had no idea. Even though it matched the pictures for positive, I was still kind of confused.
They do make it pretty simple.
It did not feel simple to me at that moment. I was like, I don't understand why this other little bubble doesn't have anything in it. So, yeah, I was confused. But then I took the other one that was digital, and in 30 seconds it said pregnant. And then my heart started racing and I sort of panicked a little bit and was feeling very fearful. And I didn't want to tell him right away. Like, I didn't want it to be this like quick thing right before work. You know, I didn't want it to be like that.
That must have been so hard to internalize.
Oh, yeah. Especially because here's the other piece. He thought that I was pregnant. Because I kept saying, like, I'm not. I know what this feels like. I have cramps. I'm going to start my period any minute. And he was like, okay. You know, just like, sure you are. All right, whatever you say. And I just really thought that I wasn't. And he kind of thought that I was. So I was thinking that he might wake up and be like, did you start your period? But he didn't. And out the door. And I just tried to, I was out in the office. I tried to kind of like be separate. But then... you got here a few hours later, I think around like 7:30 that morning, and my heart was racing out of my chest. So you – and I had told you before, I said, if this happens, I'm sure you'll be the first person to know because you're the first person I see most days.
Yes. And given that we had gone shopping for a pregnancy test the day before, yeah. You'd think I would walk in with the anticipation of
knowing.
And I totally forgot. Yeah. I was just consumed in my own world.
Yeah. And you came in, you know, how are you? How was your night? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, get over here. Yes. Like, get over here and look. And I had both of the tests on the desk in the office. And yeah, you were pretty excited.
I was and I am very excited.
Yeah. But as for the boyfriend, we have a jar, like a big mason jar of coins. Because you guys know, I love pennies, and I rarely carry cash. So other than the pennies that I pick up here and there, I don't usually have like a pocket full of change. But he does. He's more of a cash guy. So when he comes home from work, he'll often empty out his pockets by the change jar. So I put like a little chalkboard sticker on the jar, and I wrote, you know, reserved for baby and the due date. And when he got home... I told him that I had found like antique penny or something in the yard or whatnot. And he's like, oh, where is it? And I'm like, I put it on top of the jar. And he goes over, he picks up the jar. He's like, there's no penny on top of the jar. And he's like looking behind it and he's not looking at the little sign on it. And finally, I'm like, read it. And he was really excited.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Not as surprised as I was, but he was really excited.
So what's your approach to telling other people, like family members and such?
A couple days after that, I went up and I told my mom and my sister and my 98, almost 99-year-old grandmother. And I thought about like waiting so when I could order something cute like in the mail or whatever, but I didn't want to wait because it was killing me every time I talked to my mom to not say something. So I got a cake. And I had them write in icing, make room for one more.
I love that.
Yeah, so I had my mom and my aunt open up the cake, and my mom was like so surprised. Yeah, so surprised. And my grandmother, who is going to be 99 this fall, has 10 grandchildren and 0 great-grandchildren, even though one of my cousins is almost 40, and we've got a bunch of us in our late 30s and early 30s and some in the late 20s. Nobody had a kid yet. So she will be a great-grandmother for the first time, which is pretty
cool. Very exciting. Yes, it's very cool.
Yeah. We had a big party, July 7th? Here at the house, we had already told my boyfriend's parents. They live in Germany, and I think we told them before I even told my mom. But like telling the majority of the family and our few close friends and whatnot, we did the other day, and we just kept it like I think he just said, "We're pregnant or we're having a baby." Do you even know what he said?
I don't remember.
I was so nervous that I don't think I heard anything other than like wah wah wah.
Yeah.
I was so nervous. But his grandmother. She said, the first thing she said was, "Well, aren't you glad that you lost so much weight so that now you can just put it all back on?" And I was like, hadn't considered that perspective.
Yeah, I'm cringing again.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, everybody, for the most part, has been really, really lovely. And as with all things and every bit of news, some people are just obtuse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a kind word. So what's the scoop with you and the boyfriend? Are you going to get married?
I don't know. You know, I think I feel differently about what commitment really is, in a good way, having been married and divorced and never expecting, of course, to get divorced. I don't personally feel like our commitment or our love is any different with a like a designation or a legal thing. I don't think the law has anything to do with our relationship or our commitment. So that's not a no. It's not a yes. We are very much committed, and like I hate the boyfriend girlfriend terminology thing, even though I use it myself, right? And I call him the boyfriend, because obviously it's more than that, and it has been. But you know, this isn't something like, oh well, we're pregnant, so we should get married, and we were trying, and before there was no conversation of like, well, should we get married before we try? Because I think that I just think that you can be in a very committed relationship without like a legal designation.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I feel the same.
Yeah. And you know, who knows how you change your mind or if things change or, you know, from a legal standpoint with a child, if anything changes that. But like right now we're both just sort of in a, like, we don't feel that pressure to have something else recognize us in a certain legitimate way. Like, we're legitimate. Mm-hmm. That's enough for us.
Yeah. Are you eating any differently?
Mostly no, but kind of, yeah. So I just in the last week or so have had a lot more nausea. And so like my smoothies, really nothing sounds good. Wheat Thins sound good.
I don't feel like you're a cracker.
I'm not at
person.
All,
yeah,
right? I'm not so. At all. But proteins, vegetables, fruits right now, just like, no, not so much. But I'm also not like sitting down with a box of crackers and saying, oh, well, who cares? I'm pregnant. So the most important thing for me is that I probably have been a little bit more intentional about choosing nutrient-dense things. So salmon, or really being intentional about leafy greens and intentionally working in avocado. All things I love, but wasn't necessarily really deliberate about, wanting to make sure that I'm getting omegas and that I'm getting a wide variety of nutrients. I think I've been a little bit more particular there, but we'll kind of see how it goes with the nausea. It's obviously still pretty early, but definitely, if you were like, what do you want for dinner? I would be like, nah, I'm good. Like,
what have you been doing for dinner if that's the case?
So last night I had some of your leftover salsa from the party.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Which was like corn and black beans. And I'm not usually a bean person, mm-hmm. but the notion of having like leftover chicken or like a salad, just, you know, I think I had maybe a half a cup of that and a lot of water. So I'm not really eating a lot. Gosh, we had this huge cookout and like, I didn't want a burger. I didn't want chicken. I didn't want a hot dog. I didn't want any of that. I made this like watermelon and cucumber salad and like delicious. Looking at it didn't really sit well with me. So I am really, really trying. There's like pockets for me where I'm not feeling particularly nauseous. So I'll intentionally try to go and have a half an avocado or have a little bit of salmon or something like that when those pockets come. But I'm the only priority right now is to give the baby what the baby needs and feel functional so that I can get things done. And I'm not really like particularly hung up. Like a couple of people have asked me like, oh my gosh, are you worried about gaining weight? I'd be worried about not gaining weight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like perspective. My priority is to be healthy and have a really healthy baby. Am I worried about gaining weight? Absolutely not. It doesn't feel comfortable. I was saying to you this morning, like, how can I be where I'm at and feel like seriously my abdomen is like 4 inches bigger? But one of the interesting things that happens, and one of the reasons I'm really glad that I started with the gut health prioritization when I did, one of the first things that happens when you conceive is that progesterone goes way up. Progesterone is a muscle relaxer, and one of the reasons that that happens in terms of, you know, everything that happens has a role is to relax your digestive muscles, so digestion happens more slowly so that you have more time to absorb the nutrients from your food because you just need more nutrients to grow this baby. And that's why a lot of pregnant women experience bloating and constipation and all of those things. So that is the reason why I feel bigger, like just bloating, water retention, you know, blood flow to the uterus, all of that kind of stuff, which is really not comfortable at all. But yeah, I am not like, oh my gosh, I don't want to gain weight. Like, of course I do. Mm-hmm. Like, this is my kid. And I also come from the experience where a lot of my health challenges came from the fact that my mom didn't gain a lot of weight in her pregnancy. Not because she was worried about it, but because she was sick. And so in utero, my metabolism slowed down so much so that I could, you know, hang on to everything that came in. And I know that I have a big responsibility to get my baby off to a healthy start here with how I eat. So I'm like, gaining weight is, I'm worried about a lot of things, and gaining weight is not one of them.
So other than some of the nausea and bloating and such, how are you feeling overall?
Most of the time I feel really good. The nausea has been hard, especially when I'm on like video with my clients or recording, because, you know, I was doing a live with my 12 weeks to transformation. And like when 14 times in 45 minutes, you feel like you're about to throw up, it's tough to not show that on your face or like take a pause. And they didn't know. The other thing is, I have noticed over the past few months that like early evening crash went away, and I've just had such solid, stable energy through like 9:30, 10:30 at night. Yeah, not anymore. No. When I come in from work last night, that was around 8, but usually it's anywhere from like, I don't know, 6 to 7, I would say. I'm done. Like, it's tough to get off the couch to like get a cup of water. And I'm sure a lot of that is a function of I get up really early, I work solid throughout the day, but I definitely don't have that evening stamina, which one of the changes I had to make right out of the gate was not doing evening webinars in the 12 weeks to transformation, because I can't serve at the level I want to serve when like I can barely pick my head up. You know what I mean? And I have to give myself grace. And it was really, really hard Sometimes some sessions I've done daytime, some sessions it's been weekend, some sessions it's been evening, but I had to really make the decision based on what I'm capable of right now to give myself the evenings off. And if I'm tired, go to bed early. And there were a few clients that were really upset about it, and they didn't know that I was pregnant. And I understand, you know, not knowing, but I'm like, this is how I can serve you best. Like, trust me in knowing what is absolutely best. And there's no question that showing up at a level 10 at 2 in the afternoon is so much better than dragging myself at a level 2 just for the sake of 6 hours later.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's, I've definitely had more nights than not of come 7, 8 o'clock, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, just crashing.
Which is so different for me. Like, I'm not a TV watcher. I'm not a sit on the couch. I mean, you're that way too, I think. Like,
yeah, generally.
Yeah, go, go, go. And I have to just give myself a little grace with that.
Yeah.
For sure, which is different. Smart. And it's super different for the boyfriend too, for him to like come home from work at 7:15 and I'm just like laying there, not even looking alive. Is everything okay? I have zero energy left to give this day.
Yeah. Yeah, this is it.
I've got nothing.
What are some of the things that you're nervous about?
I mean, of course, the baby being healthy, right? Like that, I know my mom, even though my sister and I are grown, still worries about us, you know? Like, that's just what a parent does. And so to realize that not only has that started, that it will likely not end, mm-hmm. is a big transition. Every little thing that I feel, because you feel as your uterus is preparing and all of that, like even early, I've felt things that are really new to me, and it's just a constant like, is this okay? Is this normal? Am I okay? Is the baby okay? So that's something I'm nervous about. The renovation of the house, because we're not going to have a kitchen for like maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
I mean, and that is, that makes me nervous. But I mean, I have options, right? I could go stay someplace else. It's not a huge deal. But as we've experienced with the office, renovations are freaking stressful.
They're
an amazing opportunity, but there are so many things that happen every single day that require a lot of energy and problem solving and communication. In a time of life where, like, I don't have a ton of energy and I'm already doing a lot of communication and problem solving in my work. So that makes me feel a little like meh, but I'm also really excited to have that done. And we accelerated some of the time frames about that. So I think those are probably the biggest things. And to be perfectly direct, because I don't want to ever make it seem like it's all sunshine and rainbows and whatever, work. And like the first thing that happened in the first few weeks was feeling like some clients were disappointed about not having evening Q&A, even though they're replays and most people watch the replays. I mean, the vast majority catch the replay no matter what it is. And somebody emailed me and was like, I'm so glad they're not at night because I didn't want to take time away from my kids. I work all day and I want to be with my kids at night. But like feeling for a minute even like I had let somebody down and knowing that boundaries like this was the first of many, many boundaries that I'll have to put in place. Look, you're still getting everything that I said I was getting. We're just talking about, you know, what time of day our coaching webinars are. But I do get nervous knowing that a lot of people in this Primal Potential family aren't used to me having boundaries because I didn't really ever have any. And I respond to emails 7 days a week and all of that kind of stuff. And so figuring out what those boundaries are for work so that I can be the kind of mom that I want to be, that makes me nervous.
Let's talk about the exciting things. What are you most excited about?
Oh, I'm going to cry. all of it, even the scary things, you know? Like, I'm really excited to be a great role model for my child, whether it's a boy or a girl. I'm really excited to see the boyfriend with the baby.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Because he is like, I mean, I know puppies and kids are so different, right? But like, he's so much better with the, I lose my patience. I'm like, get this thing out of here. Why did we do this? You know, but he is just like shockingly, not to me because I'm with him all the time, but like to outsiders, I think he is just surprisingly really wonderful with kids, you know? So like that really excites me. For my mom, who kind of never thought that she would have grandkids, and for his parents, I'm just excited about all of that. And I just think we live in such a beautiful place for a kid to explore. Like, you and I have fun exploring everything that's here, so you know? And honestly, to figure out what it means for Primal Potential. And I think it will allow me to serve in a better way. Creating change in your life with a newborn, you know, I'm going to be going through that. Like, I think every time I go through a change, and God knows I've been through a bajillion, I think it makes me better at my work. I have always had a passion for raising healthy kids because I know that a lot of my challenges stemmed from my mom not knowing the best way to do things. And I don't claim to know the best way to do things, but I think having a child of my own will allow me to help more people and more parents in different ways. So I'm really excited about that.
I was going to bring up your mom if you weren't, because even just talking to her over the weekend, she just seems so excited.
Yeah, she really is.
That's awesome.
She is. And I mean, she texts me every day like, what can I do to make your day easier? Oh, you know, she's so, so excited.
That's so great. Yeah, it's so nice that she's so close too.
I know. I'm trying to get her to move down here.
Yeah. I remember you talking about that property next door.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, come on, mom. I would love that. I would love that. We'll see.
How do you see this impacting work and Primal Potential?
In the short term, I don't think it really does. You know, I mentioned, you know, not doing evening webinars, but the fact is that's happened before too. I only probably in the last 2 years did evening webinars. And even if I hadn't found out that I was pregnant, you know, nobody wants to work all day and all night, no. You know? So in the short term, I don't think it will. Thinking into the winter and when the baby is due, like I have a lot of figuring out what it looks like, you know, getting a little bit ahead on the podcast so that I'm not feeling the pressure to record a podcast with a 3-day-old, getting a few months ahead, which will increase my workload in the short term to give me a little bit more margin. I think that the most significant thing that it will impact is maybe the winter 12 weeks to transformation. Either there won't be one or it'll look a little bit different, and I haven't figured that out yet. I definitely am leaning towards finding some way to serve people as we kick off not only a new year, but a new decade, but doing it in a way that they're getting everything they've paid for. And I'm also not feeling like I'm on my way to the hospital to deliver and I have a client who like has an issue and I have to respond to them. So that is still very much something I'm trying to figure out, but I think it makes it better because I think it'll make me better.
Yeah. And I think you already have a lot of listeners who are parents and a lot of clients who are parents, and you might be able to relate with some topics.
So, I mean, we talked about, we had a conversation of kind of my thoughts on what some of the things that people would want to know. Do you have anything that like you are so sure people want to know that you want to ask me?
Yes. I don't know if you're prepared to answer, but the names. If you have names picked out, if you and the boyfriend are kind of in agreement on the names.
We have talked about a few that we are in agreement on, but we don't have anything like picked out because, you know, we don't know if it's a boy or a girl. We probably will find out in the next few weeks, though, because there is, which I didn't know, there is a finger prick blood test that you can do, a maternal finger prick blood test that with 95% accuracy can tell you the gender of the baby around 7 to 8 weeks. Which is like
that's
now.
Just amazing.
So I think we'll probably do that. Not because we have a burning desire to know, but like, why not?
Do you think that's something that you'll share with everyone once you find out?
Probably, because I think it would be hard to keep like secret. Yeah, Probably. I think it'd be fun to do like a video or some sort of like live gender reveal, like for Primal Potential or something like that, like something silly or weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot that, I mean, I found out in the middle of the 12-week launch, which was really challenging, right? Because like the last thing I wanted to think about was work. And there's just been so much happening. There's a lot I haven't thought about. There's a lot that between the renovation and work stuff and family stuff and travel stuff that we haven't even had conversations about. So,
what about the birthing process itself?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
I don't really have. I've given that almost no thought other than picking a hospital. So I will deliver at a hospital. They do have a lot of options, whether that is doulas and midwives or water birth or, you know, all of that. They definitely have a lot of options. But I'm not somebody who ever had like this long drawn out thought process of like medicated or not medicated. You know, like I know people have crazy strong opinions about that. I just have never really thought much about what is best for me. And also, as is the case, and you've heard me talk about in life in general, I'm kind of a one day at a time girl, and I understand that some things you want to think about, but I'm so not there yet. Yeah.
I am very, very excited.
I am too. It's an interesting mix of emotions between some moments I feel like so excited and is it here yet, you know, and other moments I just want to like lock myself in my room and cry because I'm tired and like I just want to like get a break. And other moments I'm terrified.
Yeah.
You know,
which I think is all normal.
Yeah. So we're thrilled and I'm excited to share this, and I'd love to know from you listeners, like, is this something interesting to you? Do you want to hear about it? Are you like, yawn, get back to our regular stuff, nobody cares about your personal life? Leave a comment on the show notes or DM me on Instagram and let me know. I am kind of one of those people, you guys know, that I share what is going on, and I don't know how many people are interested in like what I'm eating, though I'm sure it's different day to day. Like, I'm so not a cracker person, but like, if that's the only way that I can settle my stomach, I'm not gonna stress about eating crackers when I'm not feeling well. It's no different than like if I had the flu, right? People be like, oh my gosh, what do you do when you have the flu? I don't worry about it. You know what I mean? Like, if it feels like saltines are the only thing that's gonna keep me off the bathroom floor, then I eat some saltines. I'm not worried about it. So I obviously wanna give the baby as much wonderful nutrition as possible. But being happy and relaxed is also a huge part of having a healthy baby. So I'm sure as hell not going to be stressing about, you know, food. But I'm also not going to treat myself like a garbage disposal. I've not had one moment of, and I thought about this too, you know, interesting kind of sidebar. I had in the back of my mind, not really had given it much thought, but like, oh gosh, when I get pregnant, am I going to feel like, have the gummy watermelons. You're pregnant. Don't worry about it. It's not even crossed my mind. In large part because like I don't want to feel gross. I already feel kind of gross.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sense. Like I already feel bloated and tired. I don't want to feel more bloated and tired. Mm-hmm. But also like what I eat is what builds my baby.
It's just incredible to think about.
Right? Like that's where the building blocks are coming from. So I probably will indulge far less because if and when I'm eating, like I want that baby to get the best because I want to have a healthy, strong baby. So, yeah. Anything else on your mind?
Smiley? Not at the moment. I'm sure more will come.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get a lot more questions. Next Saturday, we'll go back to like your questions, listeners, because we have a lot of them. But we didn't want to hide this. We're so, so excited. One thing that we didn't mention in terms of changes.
What's that?
I'm not drinking coffee.
Oh, yeah.
That's significant, right?
Yeah, for you, for sure.
Yeah, for me, for sure. I actually stopped drinking it before I knew I was pregnant because I wanted to not be drinking as much coffee when we were trying. But when I stopped, I was actually already pregnant. I just didn't know. So, yeah, I have not had coffee in probably a month.
That's just a wild thought to me because you just love your coffee.
I do. And I was drinking a lot of coffee. And I am still having one of the energy sticks a day that we talk about. So that's 55 milligrams of caffeine. They say you can have around 200 milligrams. And who the hell knows, right? Like, I mean, could be zero, could be 500. Who knows? But I do feel comfortable with a little bit. But yeah, I have not had coffee in about a month. And that has been a major shift. The first week or 2 weeks of that were very, very challenging.
Yeah.
Very, very challenging. But I think I adjusted quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably the biggest change. And I did get from Thrive Market those little, like, they have these, like, ginger lozenges. They're not candy. I mean, they're not, like, chewy candy or whatever. They're just meant for, like, nausea.
Mm-hmm.
And because, as of when this airs, I'll already have done it, but I'm flying to and from California when I'm really struggling with all-day sickness. So I got some of those. That was the first thing I did, like, that day I went on Thrive Market. And I was like, what you got? What you got? Because I want to be prepared because I knew I had this California trip. And then 2 weeks later, I've got a trip out to Utah. And then 2 weeks later, I'm back in California. So I just wanted to make sure that I was kind of prepared.
Yes.
For that sort of thing.
That makes sense. Well, yeah. I would just like to say on behalf of the listeners, congratulations to you and the boyfriend and your families. And also congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank
for Primal.
You.
Yeah.
I know. It's so funny that, like, he always makes fun of me that my birthday and Primal Potential's anniversary on the same day. Like, you had to, like, stack them. You can't have a day that's just your birthday and a day that's just – and I was like, it just seemed, like, momentous. And now here I am announcing my pregnancy, like, at the same time.
Just add to it.
But, yeah, no, I'm really, really excited, and I'm excited to share as much of this with you guys as you want to know. And I am happy to be an open book. And I will say, just from my own over-emotional perspective, like, no advice unless advice is asked for. And if you have rude thoughts, check them and examine yourself. Because I think when anybody shares something that is a change in their life, you can either be supportive or you can be silent, unless they've asked for your help. And, you know, as much as I would love to, like, wear that on a t-shirt whenever I'm talking to anybody in my personal life, you know, on this platform, I can do that for my own benefit, but also for the benefit of anybody who's going through or sharing any change in their lives. Like, be supportive or be silent. Nobody wants to hear your horror stories, or rather, I don't want to hear your horror stories or, you know, crazy pregnancy stories or unsolicited advice or anything like that, because there's just enough going on in your mind. But yeah, I say that from a place of over emotional love. Yeah. Don't you wish I could have, like, led with that at the party on Sunday?
Yes, I do wish that.
Yeah, you can be supportive or you can be silent.
Yes.
There's the door. All right, guys, let's talk about this week's winner before we go. This episode is brought to you by Thrive Market, which is pretty appropriate because they were one of the first places I visited. Not the first, because we went to a store and bought a onesie that
yes,
day.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we oh. did. We bought a onesie that very day before anybody knew, just the two of us, just me and Sarah. Just me and Sarah. But after that, I did go to Thrive Market and hook myself up with some stuff. But today's episode is brought to you by Thrive Market. I love Thrive Market. Definitely show them some support. Go to Primal Potential. Nope. Go to thrivemarket.com/Primal Potential. That is going to hook you up with a free 30-day trial membership, as well as 25% off your first order. And they are also helping us celebrate today's winner, who is A Styles. That is her name on Apple/iTunes. A Styles. Email sarah@primalpotential.com. She left a review of the podcast, and the 5-star review, the subject was holy thought changing, which I love.
I
absolutely
too.
Love that. But A Styles, thank you so much. Email sarah@primalpotential.com, and you've won 3 things: a box of coffee from 4 Sigmatic. I hope you drink it in my honor and tell me how good it is, because I miss coffee, a box of Artisana coconut butter packets, and our favorite digestive enzymes. So email sarah@primalpotential.com. And yeah, that's all we got for today. Thank you, Sarah, for asking all these questions.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so happy to be here in this episode.
Are you doing anything fun this weekend?
It's my sister's birthday this weekend, so I'll probably be doing lunch or something with her.
Oh, nice.
Actually, you guys share the birthday.
Is it both of us are 7/12?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know.
I think you might have mentioned that, but I forgot.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to be in California with the Masters Club.
I know. I can't wait to like see pictures and hear stories. And
I know. It's going to be great. So as of when this airs, they'll already have heard that I'm having a baby.
Yes. Yeah. There's actually a Primal Potential onesie sitting next to us right now, and it's adorable.
Yes. It is super, super cute. A little newborn onesie. And I'm like, I don't know if I'll ever have a kid that small. But all right, everybody. Ace Styles, email Sarah. And the rest of you, we'll see you on Monday. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.